Musicals are always a hit with avid play attendance. Today we welcome Caden Hobbs of Warren Arts as we gear up for a special performance of Shrek the Musical. In addition to Caden Hobbs, we are also talking to McKenna Prophet. So I'd like to welcome both of you. Thanks for joining us. They are currently working on a production of Funny Girl, the musical, right? It is a musical. Just I wanted to double check. And we're going to talk a little bit about theater today, and I'm just so glad that both of you are here. Thank you so much for coming over.
Thanks for inviting us. Yeah, we're happy to be here.
Absolutely. So I don't know a lot about the Warren Arts. Tell me a little bit about the organization.
So Warren Arts is a theater company that started in 2017. Okay. I didn't get involved with it until like 2018, and we've been mobile all throughout McMinnville. So we've had now three buildings so far, if you include the one we're at right now. We had a small little shed pretty much at first.
That's all right. You got to start somewhere.
And then it was great because it was pretty close to downtown. But then we moved to a big facility warehouse, and we had a lot of plans. We had plans with like a classroom, you know, we had storage and stuff, but the ticket sales just weren't there. And then we got an opportunity to partner up with the Park Theater Group, and we do our shows literally in downtown, and it's a great place. Park Theater is such a beautiful stage. The curtains, the seating, it has a nice little...
The whole place has been renovated, right? I mean, it's I had read that on Facebook, and it just looks incredible.
Yeah, so yeah, and we practice like literally a mile down the road from it, and then we just do our shows at the Park Theater. Mm-hmm. It's a great place.
That's really cool. And so the Park Theater is an old theater.
Yes.
It's been there for years.
Yes.
I'm sure it's had all sorts of different permutations and things like that over the years, but
I think it had been like out of remission for a good 20 years, and then in 2015 that's when it got restarted up and cleaned out, and
it looks fantastic.
They do a lot of stuff there. I mean, they do performances. People come into town and do things, and the Park Theater Group also does stuff there. So we're really thankful that we're able to perform there because it's beautiful.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That's so important. Well, in Cookeville, you know, we have the Cookeville Performing mm-hmm. Arts Center, and it is a home to so many theater mm-hmm. groups and dance groups, and, you know, and they also do other stuff. So that's just fantastic. Who is the founder of Warren Arts?
So it was a board. So they had –
So it was a group of people
together. Of people. We had I don't know if they want me to name names, but I'll name names. we have people like Sherry Denning, Julie Candrell, Chad McGee, Rachel McGee, all got involved. I don't know if Mark Pyburn, one of our director, Mark Pyburn for mm-hmm. Funny Girl. I don't know if he was part of this board,
maybe,
but it was a board
star.
Of people
right,
that started
right.
it up.
Oh, that's fantastic. Let me ask you guys, we'll start with McKenna. Mm-hmm. How'd you get involved with theater?
If I'm being honest with you, my mom and my sister were always real big in theater. And, you know, I was off doing my own thing. I was in college, you know. It wasn't something that I desired to do. And then I saw them perform many shows that Caden was also a part of.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, that looks like so much fun. And so I decided to be part of it. It just went from there. And my whole family is involved in it. My brother-in-law's in it. My husband cannot sing a lick, but he does the set. We have to have somebody to do that.
You really do.
And I'm not that person. But it was really just my family being involved and me realizing how cool it was. And then you get hooked once you're in it.
You really do.
You get hooked.
You really do.
Mm-hmm.
I assume, Caden, you have a similar story?
So my mommy forced me in sixth grade. she made me do drama club, and I started with Alice in Wonderland. Hated the experience.
Okay.
It was like a burden every week. And then I got casted as Willy Wonka in the 2017 performance that we did. And so I was like, okay, maybe I kind of like this a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then in 2018, I got involved with Warren Arts and stuff. And I was like, okay, I guess I like this now.
That's great. No, I have a similar story. My mom, I was maybe 14 years old, and my mom made me go to an audition for the local theater company that was doing Oliver. And she was like, you need to get out of the house. You just need to go. This is, you're a ham. Go and perform. And that was it. I was addicted for life. So, well, that's fantastic. So I know you got a show coming up and you're going to be performing at the Park Theater, Funny Girl.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a short break And then when we come back, I want to hear all about Funny Girl. I want to hear about what's going on there. But thank you so much. We'll be right back. Caden and McKenna, we just coming back from a little break. And I want to talk about the upcoming production of Funny Girl that's going to be performed at the Park Theater by Warren Arts. Tell us a little bit about the show. Maybe not everybody's familiar with what Funny Girl's about.
I was very unfamiliar with it, if I'm being completely honest with you, when I first started it. But sitting through practices and everything, it's amazing. But it's just about Fanny Bryce and her life, her career, how she rose to the top and everything. Also about her relationship with Nick Arnstein through the whole thing.
Oh, all right. Okay. What's the music like? I mean, is it more kind of traditional musical theater music?
It's got a lot more jazzy vibes to it. Okay. So like, it's actually kind of hard to find people to do jazz music. They don't want to do it. We got a bassist that we wanted to do it, but you know, it's like there's so much nuance to jazz music,
right?
Like, you know, yeah, accidentals and stuff, and you know, it's a whole shtick. But you know, it's good music.
Mm-hmm.
It's different from a lot of the stuff that you typically hear, especially in most musicals nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So you mentioned a musician. So you guys use live music? You have
for
live musicians?
For this one?
Yeah.
Well, look, that's a real challenge, I think, mm-hmm. for every theater. Costs, musicians don't work for free.
Yeah.
And so that's always a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But you have live musicians for this one.
Yes, we will.
Okay, well, that's great. That's
and this
all
music
right.
is very challenging, even for us, like vocalists, but our vocalists so far have been amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And our music director, Cadet Dixon, she has been phenomenal too. We definitely couldn't have done it without her, but we're making it through it.
That's great. And who's your choreographer for the show?
Go ahead.
Terry Nunley is our choreographer for this one. She also mm-hmm. choreographed Mamma Mia when we did it a couple months back. So.
Oh, that's such a great show.
Yeah.
And a lot of our cast from Mamma Mia are actually in Funny Girl. We just kind of transferred over and we're like, okay, on to the next one.
Let's do it.
So,
well, that's how theater companies work. You know, it's mm-hmm. nice to have, and then you get used to working with people that you like mm-hmm. working with. And mm-hmm. I mean, that's so important.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you find directors for these shows? Do you have a house director that kind of does everything?
Well, our director for this show is Mark Piper, and he's actually been involved with a lot of our shows in Warren Arts.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't originally going to be involved in Funny Girl, and we kind of were like, hey, come sit in on a practice, and he did, and then he just kind of took the reins, and we are so thankful for that as well, just because he's really pulling it out of us, stopping and doing scenes 3 and 4 times until we get it, you know, to the point where we actually are showing full emotion and things like that. So every director for all of our shows is usually different, and he's a seasoned director, but he's been phenomenal for this as well.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's so exciting, too, to be able to work on that and to work in the summer, doing musicals in mm-hmm. the summer. You're drawing an audience. Do you mostly draw your audiences from the McMinnville, Smithville kind of area?
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I've seen people come from, you know, Canning County always comes down, and you know, you got
sure.
Manchester people always coming down. A lot of our people are from, you know, just about everywhere. I have friends from Nashville even that come just to see a performance.
And hopefully people will hear this from Cookeville it's just not a far drive.
No,
I mean, it's real
all.
Easy to get to. So
yeah, and it's, you know, get your foot in just about every tour. You know,
yeah.
like, I mean,
yeah.
why not? You see every theater.
Well, I tell you what, one of the things, I've lived in Tennessee now for over 30 years, and I have always been impressed with the amount of theater going on in this state. You know, and I never feel like when I teach, you know, for instance, when I'm in with my intro to theater students and I say, certainly your community probably has a community theater. Most of the time you see the heads nodding and saying, yeah, we do. We have a community mm-hmm. theater. So that's fantastic. So what are the dates for Funny Girl?
So the dates are August 23rd and 24th. We have two performances on the 23rd, mm-hmm. 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. And then we have a performance on the 24th at 2 p.m.
Okay, so you have three shows.
Mm-hmm. Three shows.
Three shows.
Park Theater is very limited available.
Well, no.
they got stuff going on all the time.
That's great. You know what? I think you get big crowds that way that are mm-hmm. drawn to come in. This is,
yes.
you get your three chances to see it. Mm-hmm. You better get there.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic. All right. We're going to take another short break. But when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about your involvement in you know, theater and particularly your involvement with Warren Arts. Thanks. We're back with McKenna and Caden from Warren Arts in McMinnville, Tennessee. So you've both been involved with theater for a number of years. It sounds like you literally come from a family of theater people, which is so exciting. I mean, you know, I dragged my son a number of times. My son was involved in, for instance, Shakespeare in the Park when I've directed it over the years. So I love that. My wife and I have worked in theater. My wife's a choreographer. And so it's really fun to have that kind of thing. So over the years, what are some of the, you know, when you think of favorite shows that you've worked on, whether musicals, non-musicals, what are some of the favorite shows that you've worked on over the years?
Of course, Mamma Mia. That was a lot of fun. And then we've done 9 to 5 was fun.
Oh, yeah.
All Shook Up. That was a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
We did Into the Woods. That was a challenge.
Oh,
but
I'll bet.
Very
oh.
rewarding when we performed, but I didn't think we were ever going to make it there.
Sondheim is always a challenge.
Yes.
I played the banker.
Did you?
I did. And Sondheim writes the most, like, I'm going to put you coming in here, but it's not going to sound like you're coming in here. I'm just going to make it really willy-nilly for you.
He'll break your brain a little bit, but in a very cool way.
Mm-hmm.
He's always been my favorite composer.
Mm-hmm. We also did, it wasn't us, but another group at the Park Theater did West Side Story as
West
well.
West Side Story.
Yeah,
oh, that's so another
good.
Fantastic
good.
Show.
Another reason to come to the Park Theater.
That's great. So you guys are really producing some big musicals.
Mm-hmm.
That's just awesome. Because, I mean, they just opened 9 to 5 up the road at Cumberland County Playhouse.
Yeah.
And I think it's already selling out, you know, nightly. So that's really exciting. So, you know, theater people always have dream shows. The thing that, boy, someday I want to do that dream show. So what is your dream show, if you have one?
Okay, well, it used to be SpongeBob, but then I did SpongeBob. I played SpongeBob.
All right. And
how
was that,
by the way?
It was great.
Yeah, he was
phenomenal.
Loved every bit
of it. I've watched the recording of it, and it's really fun.
I love SpongeBob. But the most recent one I've had an obsession over is the Burnt Part Boys. I don't know if you know anything about the Burnt Part Boys. Okay. It is MTI, and it's about, like, these four boys, right? And their father had died in a mining accident, and they want to get to this place called the Burnt Part because one of the big brothers is about to go work for the Burnt Part, which is where his father had died.
Okay.
And his little brother's like, "You're going to die. I don't want you to work there." And so his little brother goes on a little expedition to, like, destroy the Burnt Part while his older brother's trying to follow him and stop him.
Oh, wow.
Amazing music. It's got a nice, like, folky, like, you know, country swing to it. It's like,
sure.
It's really good. I love it. I want to direct it one day.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love when you get an obsessive show. Mine's always been Sweeney Todd, the Dean of Fleet Street.
Sure.
I saw it. I felt very, as a 16-year-old growing up in New Jersey, I got to see the original run on Broadway of Sweeney Todd. That really is what sealed my fate and as far as loving Sondheim.
Mm-hmm.
So what about you? You got a favorite? Got a favorite?
I mean, there's always some that I would love to do. Like, we did Frozen Junior, and ever since I saw that, I was like, I would love to be, you know, in Frozen. Because, of course, we're Disney people, too.
Sure.
But then who doesn't want to be Wicked and Elphaba? I mean, so anything, honestly, that's a musical.
That's understandable. Now, do you guys do non-musicals with Warren Arts?
We have not at the Park Theater yet.
Okay.
The Park Theater is a relatively new thing, being partnered with them. I hope we do. We have done several plays in the past.
Sure.
We just haven't done it at this new theater yet.
Okay, that's great. Well, just to kind of wrap up, so Funny Girl is opening. Produced by Warren Arts. Mm-hmm. Tell us once again the dates and how do people go about getting tickets?
So the dates are August 23rd and 24th, 23rd being 2 p.m., 7 p.m., and the 24th being at 2 p.m. And it's going to be at the Park Theater, and it's the address is 115 West Main Street, McMinnville, Tennessee. And I think we have the tickets just on the online website.
Yeah, you can get them online at the Park Theater website, and then you can also see all the shows that are upcoming, activities
great.
At the Park Theater. You can also walk up to the door and buy them there.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I tell you what, it's been such a pleasure talking with you, McKenna Prophet, Caden Hobbs. Best of luck with the show, or break
Thank
a leg,
you.
I guess I'm supposed to say. Sounds like there is more on the way about the colorful performances in Shrek the Musical at
yes.
Warren Arts.
Yes.
So that's something we all can look forward to.
It'll be exciting.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.